The University of Idaho murders, were they targeted? Not targeted? Moscow PD, confusing to say the least, in their explanations this week. Frustration continues to be heard in the voice of Steve Gonsalves. He's the father of one of the victims, Casey Gonsalves, when asked about the progress of the Moscow PD and city prosecutor this week on Fox News.
And they keep coming out with statements that create more questions than they answer. And then that creates a pressure. And that's why I'm feeling like there's so many people coming and looking for answers. And I'm one of them.
With the Moscow police saying it was targeted, not targeted, then targeted again, not targeted, but yes, still kind of targeted. It leaves room for a little frustration, especially in the voice and the minds of the parents who lost their children. Steve was further asked his opinion on Fox if he had any feelings of there being a specific suspect in the case.
I do have some inkling that there was some behavior difference. I call them a footprint. When you commit a crime, you do different behaviors. I've asked permission to give any of that out, and they told me no, it would not be beneficial. So I've held back on that, and I tried to keep my word.
I'm sorry, behavior of her or someone she knew?
Behavior of the victims.
The latest from the Moscow police states that we remain consistent in our belief that this was a targeted attack, but investigators have not concluded if the target was the residents or the occupants. Speaking of DNA testing, Jeremy Regan, who was a neighbor and has been lambasted online with people's theories that he could possibly be the killer, went out of his way, when not even asked for his DNA, but volunteered it to the Moscow PD. He said this to Banfield on News Nation last night.
They actually didn't reach out to me. I just decided it's easier for me just to be proactive. And so yesterday, I just went to the police station. I walked in. I said, here's my name. I'm Jeremy Regan. Yesterday, I was talked to by the police. The two officers that had interviewed me weren't there, but a different officer was like, all right, give me just a second. So he went, grabbed one of the mouth swabs, came, took me into one of the rooms there, did a mouth swab and said, all right, you're good to go. And so, yeah, I just went in. They never contacted me. I just figured it's easier to just try and be proactive, just get it all out of the way sooner rather than later.
We're keeping a close eye on this case on our podcast, University of Idaho Murders, Four Killed, Four What. Be sure to search that wherever you download podcast and follow it for breaking updates on the case and analysis as we get it. You're crazy.